Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni u ven bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah. Et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz Uwa v'yom ha-shevi'i Shavat, shavat, v'yinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam. For I have an olam. Ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days. Ki yashasheta yamim. He who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made et ha-shamayim. The heavens. Ve'et ha'aretz and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha'shevi'i and on the seventh day. Uvayom ha'shevi'i shavata v'yayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat v'yayinafash. And rested. He rested and was refreshed. Shavat
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
and beat the ketchup bump the conga drum. Ringing out the cobbles of the people come. From the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Thank you. Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Shalom. So here, let us touch on fire, the metaphysics, the Hebrew metaphysics of fire. Fire, the Aish, Aish. In the Hebrew, we say Aish, Aish for fire. It's a Hebrew as a noun, it's a feminine word, Aish, right? And we have Aish, Aisha, Aisha, Aishe, Aishe, Aishe. Also for the sacramental fire, which in some cases is brought out in a masculine sense, but fire in its primary sense has a feminine energetic level. Just to note that there in the Hebrew. So the HD here, metaphysically on fire, Aish, Aish. Been speaking on the metaphysics of sacrifice, right? Here in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus. So here, basic principle here, metaphysics of Aish, Aish. In Hebrew, Aish, fire. In the Royal Amharic, we have Issat, Issat, fire. Aish, fire. Also, we have fire within the two truths, Ethiopically, the two truths. Fire, in the natural sense, we have fire, right? In the physical sense, the metaphysical sense of fire also is signified as divine, ivine intelligence. So divine intelligence in its sacramental use is also Aish, fire, or Issat, fire. So here. First thing first, let's touch on fiery furnace. Fiery furnace, the metaphysics of the fiery furnace. The fiery furnace, a state, a standing, a state of mind, of aemro, a state of mind, in that one goes through a purifying process. Fiery furnace, a state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and an evil and an error are destroyed, are burnt up, are transmuted into dissolved, right, in the fiery furnace, that state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and evil and error are destroyed. So this brings us to fire, Aish. Aish, Issat. What is Aish? Issat, fire. Fire, Hebraically, Aish, it symbolizes fire. Hebraically, according to the Hebrew, the HD, right, the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, Aish, fire symbolizes cleansing and purification. Fire as a word pick, right, metaphorically, allegorically, symbolizes cleansing and purification. But it is more than just a symbol. It's more than just a word pick. Material fire is the symbol. So the material, the so-called natural fire cycle, physical fire, that is really the symbol. And the fire, the Aish of the Ruach, of the Irid, of the Spirit, is the reality. Again, material fire cycle, physical fire, is the symbol. And the fire of the spirit, the fire of the irid, is the reality. So the metaphy cycle is really the reality of that which the material or the phi cycle, the physical fire, is the symbol. And the eish ha-ruach, the fire of the irid, of the spirit, is the reality, is the really real. The whole universe, right? The olam, the olamim, the whole universe, the Einiverse, is alive. The entirety of the Einiverse, universally speaking, the universe is alive with a divine, ivine, living, spiritual, iritical energy that consumes, that eats up, that consumes all the dross of sense, right? Of sense, of the satana, of the senses, and materiality. It is a fire, the Aish, the fire that burns eternally. It is the Aish, that consuming fire that eats, that burns eternally. Because this is true. This is true. Some have assumed that disobedient, sinful, awful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting or eternal torment. Because it is true that there is the fire, the Aish, that burns eternally, some have assumed that disobedience, the Rasha, Revrav and the Rasha, right, and the sinful, the awful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting eternal torment. But if the fire, Ha'esh, is eternal, the dross that the fire burns and eats up and consumes is not. So the fire is eternal, but the dross is not. And when the era is consumed, is eaten up, the burning stops. The fire, Ha'esh, it consumes, it eats up only when it meets anything, anything, anything that's unlike, that's not like itself. Ha'esh, the Isat, the fire, Isatu, the fire it consumes only when it meets, or we can say when she meets, right? Anything that is unlike itself, that's unlike herself. In purified, in the purified, right, the refining process, purified, in purified man, in the purified man, the purified human being, it is manifested as his or her eternal life, his eternal liberty. Aish, fire. Aish, isat. Fire is generally used in the Bible, in the scripture, as a symbol of destruction of evil and destruction of error. So usually we find that Aish, the fire, is used in the scriptures, in the Bible, as a symbol of destruction of error and a destruction of evil. Fire, Aish, it stands for cleansing and purification. Aish, Isat, the fire, stands for cleansing and purification. In its true essence, in its true essence, it is the fire of spirit. It is the Aish, Ha Ruach, the fire of Irid, or the divine, the Ivine energy, the divine energy that never ceases, that never ever ceases its life-giving, purifying glow. When its cleansing work, the cleansing work, is completed in man's mind and in man's body, there is no more error to be consumed, no more error to be eaten up. And it then manifests in purified, the refined and purified man, processed man, as his or her eternal life. Thus we have the scripts such as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, our God, Eloheinu, Esh Oklah, is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Very important scripts right here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Take note, Chaverim. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Besides being a consuming, a eating, a consuming fire, a fire that eats, Eish, Okla, a fire, a eating fire, Eloheinu, our Elohim, Hailehim, is Ruach, is spirit, is irit, life, love, substance, power, intelligence, truth. Our Elohim, our power, is Ruach, is irit, is spirit, is life, is love, is substance, is power, is intelligence, is truth. Fire, Eish, also represents the positive or the plus, the affirmative state of mind. Eish, fire, what does it represent, Chaverim? Fire, it represents the positive, the plus, the affirmative state of mind as opposite to the negative or the watery, what's known as in the elementals as the watery nature, the watery state. So fire, it represents the positive, affirmative state of mind as opposed to the negative, the minus, or the watery state. When it is said concerning the fire, the Eish of Hailehim, of the power, the word, the Dibrei Elohim, the word of Elohim in action, the fire of Elohim, of the power, is the word, the Dabar of Hailehim, of Elohim in action, acting. The fire of Elohim, of Hailehim, it burns out the dross of the negative consciousness and reveals HaMashiach, reveals the Messiah, reveals the anointed. We have the fire, the Eish, in the sense of the tongues. Remember the cloven tongues? The tongues of fire. This represents illumination of thought. The cloven tongues, even in the upper room of Zion, right, in Pentecoste, in the harvest, the fire, in the sense of the tongues of fire, represent illumination, the illumination of thought in the demonstration and the manifestation of the Spirit's presence, the face, the presence, the perception of HaRuach and of power. So the tongues of fire, illumination of thought in the demonstration, the manifestation of HaRuach, of the Menfes, the Irit's presence, the Spirit's presence, perception, the face, and power. And this right here, speaking about fire. Fire often is considered to be one of four elements, but there's actually five, the number five. Very, very important, number five. To the ancient seers, those who were able to see in the unseen, into the unseen world, right, into the second of the two truths, right, to the ancient seers, sight was based not just on the two external eyes. To the ancient seers, in fact, before they were called prophets, we have this even in the scriptures, they were known as seers. So to the ancient seers from the Kadmonim of the Kadom, the Kedem of the first time, the ancient seers, sight, seeing and sight was based not just on the two external eyes, but upon the body as being full of eyes. Did you know that the body is full of eyes? See, touch was an extension of sight. Do you know that touch is an extension of sight? By feeling with your eyes closed, you could see, seen, and know an object or thing. Smelling with eyes closed would also create sight, a sight or picture. Also tasting and hearing, it brings the sight of understanding of the Bina. These five doors to understanding and sight and understanding were drawn in hieroglyphs, right, in the Metu Neter, right, the Metu, Ryan, you know, the language of the ancients, the hieroglyphs and the hieroglyphics, right? These five doors to understanding and sight were drawn in hieroglyphics as an embrace. So we look at the five doors and we look at the glyph, the hieroglyph, the metuneta of embrace. Now, for the five senses, right, or the five points of sight, so we have five senses. Did you know the five senses are five points of sight? We have fellowship, chaburim, fellowship with Ha'ilehim, with the power, with Egziabi, the sustainer, who is our environment and one and another. The I am, the Ehyeh, the I am in all things, through all things, and all, right, and all things. The five, right, let information in. This was symbolized by the hand. The five here symbolized by the hand, right? Five fingers, or also called the pent alpha, the pent alpha, the five fingers, and the symbolism here is the hand. In Hebrew, we say the yod, the yud, the hand. But here, symbolizing by the hand, the five fingers, or the pent alpha. Five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaburim with Elohim. Again, five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaburim with Ha-Elohim. The five elements are the spirit, the spirit of Elohim, the Ruach, Ha'ilehim, mingled, right? The five elements are the spirit, the Ruach, the Irit of Ha'ilehim, Elohim, mingled with earth, wind, fire, and air. The five elements, right, are the spirit of Elohim, mingled with earth, wind, fire, and air. The spirit of Elohim dwelling in a temple, a tabernacle made up of the spiritual body represented by the fire and the spirit, the emotional body represented by the feelings and the wind, the mental body represented by thoughts, the intellect and ear, and the physical, the physical body represented by earth. Again, the spirit, the Ruach of Ha'ilehim, of Ha'Elohim, dwelling in a temple. Know ye not that your body is a temple? Dwelling in a temple or tabernacle made up of a spiritual body, the fire and the spirit, the emotional body, the feelings, the wind, the mental body, thoughts, intellect, ear, and the physical, the physical body represented by the earth. These are the four cornerstones of the earth, the four cornerstones of the earth or body. Of that, Ha Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew triunity, the true Trinity, it pours itself, right, into, and they all become one in the pent alpha, right, the pent alpha of worship, and that is into action, being, and finally unity or inity. So these four cornerstones of the earth or body of that Ha Elohim pours himself into, and they all become one in the pent alpha of worship, which is interaction, being, and finally inity. Interaction, being, and finally inity. Now here, this brings us to the connection of fire and the flame. What's the connection of the fire to the flame, Chaverim? The fire to the flame. So we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword in Bereshis. In Genesis, we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword in Bereshis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Metaphysically, metaphysically, the Ehyeh, the I am is the gate. Ehyeh, I am is the gate. Through that, the thinker comes forth from the invisible, the not visible, to the visible. And it is through this gate that he must go to get into the presence of Ha-Ruach, the Irid. Quote, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life, the liberty. Hence, we take words. We take what? We take debarim. We take word, sound, power, and go to Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, to the power. Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. We came out from His presence, from His face, His presence, His perception, through the Ehyeh, I am, gate. And we must return the same way. On the inner side of the gate is the Gan Be'eden, the Gan, the Garden Be'eden, in delight, the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Pleasure. But, quote, the Kirubim, the Kepraim, the Cherubim, and the flame of a sword are there to do what? To, quote, keep the way of the tree of life, to keep the way of the Eitz HaChayim. The flame of a sword. The flame of a sword is the inner motive that rules our thoughts and actions. The flame of a sword is the inner, in the innermost of the inner senses, the inner motive that rules our thoughts, that rules our thoughts and actions. It turns every way to guard the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life. For the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life, is the precious substance of Ha'av, of Elohim Ha'av, of Elohim the Father. Flame of fire. What is the flame of fire? It's the light of Bina, of understanding, of understanding, of overstanding, that flames up in the heart, heartically speaking, yet does not consume substance. And this here links with the burning bush and the metaphysics of the burning bush.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
Elohim. Apa ta chede. soldier. In the meaning, the devil man him shoulder.
Best in my ab, we well it, we manifest a kadus, a hadu amla, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, best and bed ken. Meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, shellame, kohulum yilik, sahayin asaye, meskel abra, samayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
The upper room.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph
Mizmor Le David.
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 Lord.
Adonai. 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai keratiecha chushali. 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 Chushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Cry unto thee.
Haazina koli bekor ila.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. As incense. As incense.
Tikkon tefillati ketoret lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening says the evening, says the evening.
Mas'at kapai min hat'aren,
hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren, hat'aren.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. 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 Escape.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready.
My
My name is Ragnar Baiza, and I don't eat fertilizer. I am the dub organizer, and I come to make you wiser, and you got to realize that.
Yahuwah, Ratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Kari,
Kari, Kari, Kari.
Mizmor, Mizmor Kof, Meim Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Meim Aleph. Psalm 141. Yahuwah, Ratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Kari,
Kari, Kari, Kari.
Mizmor, Mizmor Kof, Meim Aleph. Mizmor Kof, Mim, Aleph. Psalm 141. You hear a midrash on today's Psalm. Mizmor Kof, Mim, Aleph. Mizmor Kof, Mim, Aleph. Mizmor Lidawi, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Kari Lach. A Psalm of David. Lord Yahuwah Jehovah, I have called thee, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee, to the eye. Mizmor Lidawi, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, Dekai Lach. Shlomo Amalek. Solomon said, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Hear, the Mishal, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 15, Proverbs 15, verses 29 to 30. The Lord is far from the wicked, the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Rahok Yahuwah mei arishayim, utfilat azadkim yishma. Mor aynayim yismach le shmua tova te dashen atzem. He who be Yahuwah Jehovah is far from the wicked, rahok Yahuwah me rishayim, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous, utfilat azadkim yishma. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, nor aynayim yismach le. And a good report maketh the bones fat. Shemua tova titashen atem. Hear, Shlomo said, he who be who he be is far from the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he. May the eyes of the righteous shine. May their hearts rejoice. May their bones fat. Their bones fat. In that, gave them good tidings. And what were the good tidings he gave them? That is written at the end of the preceding psalm, namely Psalm 140, verses 12 to 14, that reads, the violent and evil man shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Ish lashon bala yichona ba'aretz. Ish hamas ra'a yitzudeinu le'emada chevot. Yada'ita, yada'ita, yada'iti. Kia ya'ise Yahuwah din onni. Mishpata avyoni, akat arkima yodua lishmecha. Yeshua yisharim et paneka. Hear. A slanderer shall, the fuller verses, a slanderer shall not be established in the earth. Ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aret. A slanderer, ish, a man, lashon, a man of tongue. Ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aret. The violent and evil man, Isha Hamas Ra'a, the violent man, evil, Isha Hamas Ra'a, shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu le Mada Chefot, thrust upon thrust.
Yitzudeinu Ubihante Yitzudeinu Limada Chefot. Hear the kati, yada ita, the I know. Yada ita, hear the kare, yada iti, I know. I have known, yada iti, I know because I have known. So here the Katib says, speaking to the eye, Yadaita, 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 the eye speaking to a male, no, Yadaita, here the Kere, Yadaiti, what is said, Yadaiti, Kia, Yaiset, Yahuadin, Oni, I know that he who be, will maintain the cause of the poor, Yadaita, Kia, Iset, Yahuadin, Oni. I know that he who be we be will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'iti ki yaseh Yahuwah din oni. I know that he who be who maintain the cause of the poor. And the right of the needy, the judgment of the needy. Mishpata Evyonim. Of the Ebionites, the Ebionim. Mishpata Evyonim. Surely, Ak, for show, verily. Ak, Tzadikim, for show, the righteous, the Tzadikim, Yodu, will give Yada, Yodu, will give thanks, Yodu, Lishmecha, to Shemecha, the Hashem, even the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Yeshua Yisharim etapaneka, Yeshbu Yisharim etapaneka, etapaneka, etapanecha. The upright, the Yisharim, shall dwell, shall be seated, Yeshbu, shall Yashav be seated, be enthroned, Yeshbu Yisharim shall dwell, etapaneka, in thy face, in thy presence, in thy perception. Hear. Accordingly, David, he prayed, I beseech thee, make I be in the number of those that will behold, paneka, et paneka, et panecha, the eye face, the eye presence, the eye perception, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be he. Baruch Hashem. Blessed be
מזמור קוף מם א' מזמור לדוד. אדוני קראתי חושה לי, האזינה קולי וקוראי לך. תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, משאת כפיים מנחת ארץ. שיטה אדוני שמרה לפי, נצרה על דל שפתי. אל תת ליבי לדבר רע, להתעולל עלילות ברשע. את אישים פועלי אבן, ובל אל חם במנעמיהם. יהלמני צדיק חסד, ויוכיחני שמן ראש על יני ראשי, כי עוד ותפילתי ברעותיהם. נשמטו בידי סלע שופטיהם, ושמעו אמרי כי נעמו, כמו פולח ובוקע בארץ, נפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול. יאליך אלוהים אדוני עיני, וכה חסיתי על תיאר נפשי. שומרני מדי פח
יפלו ומחמוריו רשעים, יחד אנוכי עד אעבור.
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me.
Adonai Keratiha Hushali. Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As
incense.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
משאת כפיים מנחת ארץ.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my word, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. Thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense, 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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense, thee as incense, thee as prayer be set forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee, forth before thee, forth before thee, forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, as the evening sacrifice, as the evening sacrifice.
Evie.
So we always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is a tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistances in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the Sitra Achra, the Satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it. The other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's that I'm going to see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that to share.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me. Make haste unto me.
Adonai Keratiha Hushali. Hushali. Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense. As incense. As incense.
Dikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha. 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 Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Sacrifice.
מסעת כפיים מן הארץ.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David. Adonai תרתיך חושה לי, האזינה קולי בקוראי לך. תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, משאת כפיים מנחת ארץ. שיטה אדוני שמרה לפי, נצרה על דל שפתי. אל תת ליבי לדבר רע, להתעולל עלילות ברשע, את אישים פועלי אבן, ובל אלחם במנעמיהם. יהלמני צדיק חסד, ויוכיחני שמן ראש על יני ראשי, כי עוד ותפילתי ברעותיהם. נשמטו בידי סלע שופטיהם, ושמעו אמרי כי נענו. כמו פולח ובוגע בארץ, נפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול. כי אליך אלוהים אדוני עיני, וכך עשיתי אל תיאר נפשי. שומרני מידי פח יתשו לי, ומוקשות פועלי אבן. יפלו ומחמוריו רשעים, יחד אנוכי עד אעבור.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Lord, I have called to thee. Make haste to me. Yahuwah kratika chushali. Chushali. Jehovah Yahuwah Adonai kratika chushali. Jehovah, I have called to thee. Yahuwah kratika. Make haste, chusha. Make haste, chusha. Make haste, chusha li. Make haste to me, chusha li. Yahuwah kratika, chusha li. Chusha li. Chusha li.
What is meant by the words chusha li?
Make haste, chusha to me, li. Chusha li. It is meant that David said, quote, even as I made haste to call thee, the I, do thou make haste to me. Chushali, chushali, chushali.
Make haste to I,
make haste to I,
make haste to I.
And here a midrash note on Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph. Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI. Here a midrash note here. To call thee. To call thee. This is Padua's emendation. In the ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, to practice thy precepts. To practice thy precept. It is meant that David said in saying, Chushali, Chushali, make haste to me, even as I make haste to call thee, even as I make haste to practice thy precepts, do I make haste to me. Yahuwah kratika chushali. What parable, what proverb, mashal,
Mishle. What proverb fits here? What parable fits here? That of the man who had a lawsuit before the ruler. When the man saw that all the other litigants had advocates to plead for them, he called to the ruler and said, I beseech thee, all the litigants must have their advocates, but I have no advocate. I have no one to plead for me. Be thou my judge, and be thou, my advocate. In like manner, David called. One man puts his trust in the decorous and upright acts he has performed. Another puts his trust in the acts of his fathers, of his patriarchs. But I put my trust in thee, in the I. Even though I have no righteous acts, answer me, answer I, because I have called to thee, I have called to the I. Hence, here, even here, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Aleph, in Psalm 141, here, hence, David said, Yahuwah Ratika, Chushali, Jehovah, he who be, we be. I have called thee, Yahuwah Kratika. Make haste, Husha, make haste to me, Husha li. Let my prayer, make my prayer be set before thee as the incense, as the aishens, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Let make my prayer be set forth before thee as the incense, the aishens, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Hear, Hebraically, the Aleph verse right here. Tikon, tifilati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'ata kapaya, minachata areb. Let make my prayer, be set forth. Tikon, tifilati, tikon, to be set. Tikon, tifilati, my prayer, I pray tifilati. Kitoret lifanecha, kitoret, aishens lifanecha, as aishens before the eye, lifanecha, in the eye's face, in the eye's presence, before the eye. Tikona tifilati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'at kapai, masa'at, the lifting up, masa'at kapai, of my hands, kapai, of my palms, of my hands, kapai, masa'ata kapai, minchata arep, minchat, the minka, what is called the minka, here, Hebraically, the minchat, also known as the minkat, minchata arep, arep, or the arev, as some would say, arev, the evening, arep, minchata arep. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, masat kapai, minachata areb. May my prayer be set forth as aishens before the eye in thy face. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, the lifting up of my hands, masata kapai, of my kapai, of the palms of my hands, kapai, minachata areb. Minchat, the evening, the meal offering, minchat, arev, of the evening. And here on the kitaret, the aishens, kitaret, the aishens, the masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my hands, or Hebraically, the lifting up of my palms. Masat kapai, masat from nasa, masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my palms. And the minchat arev, the minkata arev, the evening sacrifice. Here, incense, the kitoret, the aishens, Hebraically, as we have in Psalm 66, Hebraically, the 15th verse, we have the sweet smoke of rams, the kitoret, the aishens. So the word is employed of the odor, the kitoret, the odor of the sacrifice. burning on ha-mizbeach, on the mizbach, the mizbeach, the altar. The psalmist here is evidently precluded from bringing an offering and hopes that tifilato, his prayer, will be an efficacious, effective substitute. We also have Hosea chapter 14, verse 3 right here with the Aishans. Tikon tifilati kitoret lefaneka. May my prayer be set forth as incense, be set forth as incense before the eye, in the eye presence, the kitoret, the Aishans. Le faneka, in the eye's face, before the eye, or may my prayer be set forth before thee as the Aishans, as the Kitoret. Lifting up of my hands, the Masa'ata Kapai. Here bringing out the Hebrew, the cup, or the kaf, the palm of the hand. As the Hebrew letter kaf, we have the Hebrew letter kaf, and the Hebrew letter kaf, even in the latter Asherit or the Masoretic, the square pointing, brings out that sense of the palm, the cup palm of the hand, as to receive. And here, with the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up of my palms, the lifting up of my hands, more specifically, the lifting up of my palms, here is the attitude, here is the visual glyph, or the attitude of prayer. The lifting up of the palms, the lifting up of the hands. We also have it in Psalms 28, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 28, XXVIII, and 2, as well as in Psalm 63, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm LXIII, Hebraically the fifth verse, the lifting up of the hands, and here the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up, the Masa'at of the palms, the Kapai of my hands, and the Minchat Arev, the Minkata Arev, we have the evening Arev, the Arev, or some would point it as Arev, but here it's pointed as Arev, the evening Minkat, the evening offering. We have the evening offering. So here in Numbers, we have Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book by Midbar in the wilderness called Numbers. Numbers chapter 28, XXVIII and 4. And here in Numbers chapter 28 and 4, it reads, "The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even." So the KJV reads, "The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even." So here, looking at the Chumash and looking at the Masoretic Hebrew, we have Eta HaKaves Echad Ta'ise Vaboker Ve'eta HaKaves HaSheni Ta'ise Beina HaArba'im. Here. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning. Eta ha-kaves, the kaves, ha-kaves, or some would enunciate as ha-kaves. Eta ha-kaves, echad, the one, ta-isse, shalt thou make, ta-isse, ba-boker, in the boker. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at dusk, or the even, KJV, the evening. Ve'etor, ve'eta ha-kavesa ha-sheni, the second, ha-sheni, ta'ise, shalt thou do, bain, between ha-arba'i, between the evenings, bain ha-arba'i, between the evens, or at even, or at dusk. So here, the evening sacrifice in Numbers, chapter 28, verse 4. So the mention of this particular offering here in Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph, Kof Mim Aleph, in this Mizmor Lidawi, this chant intonation Isis of David, Mizmor Lidawi, the mention of this particular offering here led some to suggest that the psalm, this particular psalm, Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI. This psalm was composed, some say, as a hymn for the evening use and for the evening service here, with focus on this verse here, the bait verse, or the second verse Hebraically, Tikon, Tifilati, Kitoreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapai, Minchata Areb. May my prayer be set forth as incense, as aishence, before thee, the eye, before the eye's face, in the eye's presence, perception. The lifting of my hands, or kapai, my palms, masata kapai, as the evening sacrifice, minchat areb. And just a little bit more right here on the mincha, Hebraically from the Hebrew, mincha. In this form here, minchat. Others say the minka. My hear I and I say the minka, as it's pronounced in modern Hebrew, minka. Hebraically, the mincha, and the minchat. The minka, the minkat. Here, the H4503. And it's defined according to the BDB definition as a gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. And here, I'd like to zoom in on the fact that what is called in Old English, and particularly the KJV, the King James Version, as the meat offering is a bloodless offering, is usually a grain offering, and does not have any debtors or any flesh. All right, so here this is a gift, present, tribute, and offering, Elohim, to the true good, the true God, and the grain offering. And it's said to come from a more ancient, unused root word meaning to apportion or to bestow. The part of speech, this word is feminine, the part of speech right here. Now, Strong's definition brings out the min-ka, as apportion, bestowal, a donation. In a euphemistic sense of the word, it's tribute. Specifically, the mincha is a sacrificial offering. It's an offering, the type, a sacrificial offering, and usually it is a bloodless and voluntary. So usually it's bloodless, as a grain offering, no debtors, and it's voluntary. It's a gift, oblation, an offering, often called in the KJV, the King James Version, often referred to as a meat offering. More correctly, it should be meal offering, being usually the grain offering, a present, and in this context, quote, a sacrifice, though the more correct word would be an offering. And the word mincha, is found in various places. One of the first mentions is in Bereshis, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, concerning the offering, found in this verse here, and in process of time, it came to pass that Cain, brought of the fruit of the ground an offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, is one of the first areas, and the second area found, the second place in Bereshis, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14, where the English reads right here, just to bring this out right here, just getting the word in the verse. Now, this is one of those verses where sometimes the English and the translations don't quite agree, because it might be the next verse over. It's the next verse over, not that specific verse. But here in Genesis it's in chapter 32, verse 14 in the English, where it says, "And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present, so here's the mincha, a present for Esau, his brother." So here is some of the first usages within the scripture of the mincha, the minka, and its other places. But now in the sense of the psalm, what Dawid is bringing forward is intimately connected with the tabernacle worship, and is according to the pattern. So even with the verse, "May my prayer be set forth as incense before thee." In the Hebrew, he's saying tikon, to be set, right, to be set, tikon, right, also like nachon means right in Hebrew, like nachon, like it's right, tikon. The sense here is that it be set, that it be proper, tifilati, my prayer be proper, be right, be set as proper, right, kitoret, aishens, my prayer and the connection of my prayer, Aishans lefaneka, before the eye. So bringing out the more direct sense and even the translations where it says, let my prayer be set forth as. In the Hebrew, we don't have a as or like or as. It's more direct. Tikon tifalati, my prayer be set, be right. Kitoret, Aishans, before the eye. So here, and bringing this forward out right here, and we have just zoomed in just to bring in the sense in the second part, Masa'at the kapai, the lifting up of my hands, min chata areb. It's not as the translator puts in as. The as is not there. So it implies that the Aishans prayer and the lifting up of the hands, evening sacrifice. And there we are getting the tabernacle of David sense, a man after Jehovah's own heart, and more of the Berit Hadasha, the true worship sense, based on the Hebrew pattern. So here, looking in the KJV, right, if you look in the KJV version of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, we have the as before incense italicized, the and also italicized, and the next as italicized. So the direct reading, let my prayer be set forth, Aishans, right, set forth before the Aishans, the lifting up of my hands or kapai, my palms, the evening sacrifice or the evening offering, the evening mincha. So here, David choosing these words. What did David mean by the words, let my prayer be set forth as the Aishans, tikon, tifilati, ketoret, lefanecha. It is as though, David said, Adonai, my Lord, as long as the temple was standing, we set forth incense, Aishans, Kitoret, in them heart, Kitoret, Ethiopically, the Itan, the Kitoret, we set forth Kitoret, lefanecha, before the eye and the eye's face. But now, that we have neither altar, Mizbach, Mizbeach, nor Kohen Gadol, high priest, except thou my prayer, tifilati, my prayer. May the firmament open so that tifilati, my prayer, can come lefanecha, before the eye, in the eye's presence, in the eye's face. Hence, here, David said, let my prayer, make my prayer be set forth before thee as the Aishans, the lifting up of my hands, my palms, as an evening sacrifice. Tikon tifilati ketoreta lefanecha masata kapai minachata areb. In connection with these words, one may read in Scripture, even in Ezra chapter 9, verses 5 to 6, where it reads, at the evening offering, I arose up from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle rent. And I fell upon my knees, up on my knees, and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, to the eye. O my God, Elohai, Hailei. Ua v'minchata ha'ereba kametia, miya ta'enitia, ua v'kara'ia, v'kadiya, ua me'ilia, wa ekre'a Allah birkaya, wa efarisa kapaya liyahuwa elohai. And at the evening offering, ua v'minchata ha'ereb, I arose from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle ripped, and I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohai, my Elohim, my power. Uabe minchata ha'ereba kametia miyata enitia uave kar'iya bigdia uame Elia wa ekrea ala birkai wa efresakapai Elia hua Elohai. And I said, wa omra Elohai boshtia we nikalamtia laharim Elohai panai eleka tia onotenu rabua le maela rosh we asha matenu gadla al lashamayi. And I said, Elohai, Hailiyai, O my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, Elohai, I am ashamed, Elohai, boshti, I'm ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, Elohai, Elohai, boshti, awe nikalamti, ala le hari, Elohai, panai, eleka, for our iniquities are increased over our head, over the head. Ki e onotenu rabua le maela rosh. And our guiltiness with ashamatenu, with ashmatenu, and our guiltiness, ashmatenu, is grown up. Gadala has become big. Gadala, grown up, become big. Ad la shamayi, is grown up to the heavens. So here we have Ezra's confession and prayer, the connection with the evening offering, the time when the itinual daily offering of the evening was brought, and the reference to Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, here, verse 4, point of reference. And here we have Ezra's confession concerning his fasting, concerning his garment and his mantle being rent, falling upon his knees. Literally in the Hebrew here, he knelt. Berkai, knelt for kneeling at prayer. We have First Kings chapter 8, verse 54. We have Psalm 95, Hebraically the sixth verse, and Daniel chapter 6, verse 11, and the spreading out, where he mentions the spreading out of his hands. The spreading out of his hands. Here we have Wa Ephrasa Kapai Eliyahu Elohai, where he says that, and spread out my hands to Jehovah Elohai, Hailiyai. This attitude of supplication, spreading out of the hands, the lifting of the hands. We have Exodus chapter 9, verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22, and Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. So why did Ezra arise from his fasting at the evening offering? As those to say, quote, all day until this moment my strength held up, and I felt no distress. But at the moment of the evening offering, my strength ebbed away from me, and my bowels were griped with hunger. Hence, here at the early evening prayer, a man should confess his sin, cheto, his uggery, and beseech Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said even here, and let and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. May the lifting up of my hands, the evening offering, masa'at kapai minchat areb. So here, the fuller verse, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, the fuller verse, and whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, my uggery, and the sin, the uggery of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh Jehovah Elohai, Hailiyai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailiyai, of my power, ועוד אני מדבר ומיתה פללה ומיתה ודה חטאתי וחטאת עמי ישראל ומפילה תחינתי לפני יהוה אלוהי Al Hara Kadesh Elohai. Fuller verse. Here, here, here. Next verse, verse 21. Fuller verse. Yay. Here, here, here. Yay. That's yay. There we go. 21. Verse 21. Yay. Yay, saith Daniel. Yay. Whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Here, 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 the second part of the verse. Second part of the verse. Ve'od ani midabir batafila ve'ha'ish Gabriel asher ra'iti be'chazon batachila mu'afa bi'afa no ge'a elaya ka'ait minachat areb. So we have here in the Midrash, the translation, whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin. Ve'od ani midaber u'amita palela u'amita wade, mita wade, u'amita vade, the vidui, confession, stretching forth the hands, u'amita wade, Chatati, my sins, my uckery. And here the verse goes forward to say, and the sin of my people Israel, and the sin of my people Chataat, with Chataat Ami Yisrael, and presenting my supplication before Jehovah, my Elohim, my true God, my power, O Matila. Techinati lifnei Yahuwah Elohai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailiyai, al har kodesh, upon har kodesh, concerning about, on al har kodesh Elohai,
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 Elohai.
Second verse, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, ve'od, and continuing, ve'od, and continuing, going on, while I was speaking, while, ve'od ani, I, midabir, ani midabir, ve'od ani midabir, and while I was speaking, batafila, in tefila, in prayer, the man Gabriel, with Haish, and the Ish, with Haish, Gabriel, whom Asher I had seen, Raiti, the one who I had seen in the vision, Bechazon, Batachila, at the beginning, being caused to fly, mu'af bi'af, and being caused to fly swiftly, approach close to me, noge'a elai, upon I, close to I, or KJV brings out the sense of touched me about the evening time. Here in the Hebrew, nogea, to touch or to even approach close, nogea elai, k'ait, about like the time, k'ait, about the time, k'ait minchat arev, about the time of the minchat of the offering arev, the evening offering. And at what moment did Gabriel approach? At the moment of the evening offering, at the moment of the Minchat Arev, k'ait Minchat Arev. And here the Midrash note, this offering was made at the time of the Some say afternoon service. This offering, the minchat, is made and was made at the time of the afternoon service. The minchat arev. The minchat arev. 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 Arev.
Arev Tov, Shabbat Shalom. Here, the evening, Friday evening for the TJIF. Thank Shah Rastafari Friday. The live stream had went out, techno difficulties, you know, the system of things, had went out on the Rastafari Israelites. We're going to try to pull it back, maybe the last 10 minutes of that, so ones and ones can get the fuller context. Some of that is some like Aramaic, the more of the Eastern, like Aramaic Hebrew right there, the Ezra, quoting from Ezra in the time of Ezra, as well as like Daniel. We have it kind of spice with some of the East Coast dialect right there. But here for the evening service right here on the inn and the irid here, the Amidah, writing off the Amidah right here, standing prayer for the evening service.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life, and causes deliverance to spring forth. You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh, the city we rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Israel.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might,
might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
My advice to all, my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten
Commandments. Give thanks and praise.
I love you.
And then my eyes told me love feel like it's so.
To return to the classics.
but
and them style are 19 something.
I looked at the Emperor of Ethiopia, saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936. Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yes, Kudus Paulus. Yalo, Tasasatakal Adidin.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
King Selassie as the Almighty.
Ella Lewis and every soul dancing in the army. Who no righteous apostle serving the Almighty. Could rally round that room. Rally round the justice cell. Cause I soon I must go down. And justice wear the crown. Justice be ready now.
Justice! Now read it!
Shabbat shalom,
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 Shabbat shalom.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath,
that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness. His holiness. His holiness. His holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God, we hope, God, we hope, God, we hope, God, we hope, God. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, 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 with the people.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, Ana, Ana bekoach, gedulata yamin katir zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, gedulata yamin katir zerura, untangle our united fate, aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica, zangveid, 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 ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangveid, 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 ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one, na gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one, na gibor. Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrei, Barkhem, Taharei, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta Tamida Tamleim. Bless them. May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness lead your flock. Yahida ge'e le ameka bine zokreya kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness,
set apartness, set apartness.
Show atenu kavel, accept our cry,
our cry, our cry, our cry.
Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma,
ushma, ushma.
And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavya Ushima,
Ushima,
Ushaik Aden, Yo Dea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yo Dea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Oed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Neka Todi Likarati Atala Bne Shapati Nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad da ushmo echad da echad wa hi bi Jehovah Yah cha cha echad ushmo echad. Now Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Wa echad ushmo echad l'chem ula kitareta w'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Likadodi likrati akala, pne shapati nikabala. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath Shabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath Shabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekado di likrati akala, bne shapati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of Hamelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shapati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim. Chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shapati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
במזמור דוד, בתנא הולה. בשם האב, הוול ומנפש קדוש, אהדו אמלך, אמן. כיבר לכלל, כיבר לצלצול, כיבר לחיילים, כיבר לצלמה, וחיילים אלה. ג'ה, רק ספר אי. אג'ה ויהו, ויהו. I got your way on with. Hey,
a song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, it is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the 10th string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send bet salam. Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. Oh, the roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is not. I judge your way on.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in
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 unrighteousness
in
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדיך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועליך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. בתרם תראם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, כארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צד דקימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوست بسنبت كان يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوج كف كف عدر ربو ونزوج كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
Shabbat shalom, send that salam.